Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, March 22nd, 2020. Pastor John Melke.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
Grace and peace are yours.
From God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, he himself who redeemed us from our sins from this present evil age, to the glory of God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ. Amen. As we continue our series on the Son of God goes forth to war, we hear these words from Ephesians chapter 6, where we find out who our enemy is. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. This is God's word. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Apostle Paul is in prison. He's a prisoner of war, a prisoner for Christ, because there's a spiritual battle going on. That spiritual battle is not the coronavirus. It is not something that we're worried about as far as the virus goes. That is in our minds and in our thoughts today, but it's not the enemy. The enemy is not the doctors and nurses who run abortion clinics. The enemy is not your neighbor who is trying to destroy your neighborhood by the way they live their life, destroy their property, and downgrade your property. Your enemy is not the one who is raising their fists, shouting at God, and shouting down God's name, and shouting down God's people. No, your enemy is not those things. Those are simply the pawns, the threats, the agents, the instruments, the tools, the weapons that is being used by your greatest enemy, the mighty spiritual general who we are told in the Bible leads the whole world astray, and he surrounds God's church with a desire to get us away from Jesus and to find ourselves back in clutches of Satan for eternity. God knows who he is. God defines him throughout the New Testament. We're told your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. He calls him the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is at work in those who are disobedient. The Bible says he holds the power of death and holds people in the grip of fear as a murderer and a liar whose battle plans are, the Bible says, schemes. The devil is full of fury because he knows his days are short. As we sing in one of our hymns, he madly seeks your overthrow and rise to arms with prayer, employ you, O Christians, lest the foe destroy you, for Satan has designed your fall. Or as Martin Luther puts it in that well-known hymn, the old evil foe now means deadly woe, deep guile and great might are his dread arms in fight, on earth is not his equal. Are we here in the book of Revelation? The enemy is compared to an enraged dragon who makes war against those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And Jesus himself says in John chapter 10 that this devil is out to steal and to kill and to destroy. All you need to do is go to the book of Job, and there you will see how God allowed Satan to destroy a man's life, his health, his wealth, his friends to abandon him. The enemy is real. So we trust in this reconnaissance report to recognize the enemy of who he is, Satan. Now, your changing of plans to protect yourself from the coronavirus is important. You want to take care of your family, your livelihood. Satan is out to make it worse than just making your life miserable. Satan is trying to reach out to your heart. He's trying to get at your heart because he knows what's in there. He knows you have a sinful nature that is willing to be tempted to do things that God does not want us to do. As Pastor Tolbert has shared with us in recent sermons, we have these Ten Commandments that tell us all the things that we want to do that are not pleasing to God. We have this love for money and sex and pride and greed and selfishness. But those things the devil wants us to keep on striving for, to keep on living contrary to God's word. And he wants us to lack trust in God so that we find ourselves being depressed and downtrodden and confused and lost and maybe lose our faith in Christ, because that's his ultimate goal. The Lord God tells us that Satan is our real enemy. And we need to see this reconnaissance report and trust in this report to show us who this enemy truly is and how dangerous he is. I would imagine that the last time our country and perhaps our world had any interest in gathering together to support each other was during 9/11 and the months to follow. Those were terrorists that were attacking our country. And we rose up and tried to defeat them, and we still are facing terrorists even today. They hide in places where we cannot find them, among children and women and villages. They're sneaky. The devil is a terrorist too. He's out to seek and to destroy. He's even masquerading as an angel of light, the Bible said. He is destructive. He's working 24/7 to try to get us away from Christ, to pull us into his camp, away from Christ. There is a survey that said only 60% believe that the devil is real, as revealed in the scriptures. Imagine that. So many people don't see the destructive nature of the real enemy as we see in this reconnaissance report. Satan, the true enemy, is fighting against God and trying to get us into his clutches for eternity in hell. It's not easy fighting the coronavirus. You're not where you want to be today. You're not able to do what you want to do. You may be scared. The devil is also fighting for us, and we need to fight against him. And we know that the God says to us that the devil has many things in his hands. You may be worried about certain kinds of cookies that are on your computer that can damage your computer, information that you don't want to get out. Satan is gathering all kinds of information about you. He's not God, so he's not everywhere at every time, every place. But he has legions of evil angels working on his behalf, gathering information about you to get you to rebel against God and against God's word. You may not even feel safe on a Sunday morning, whether you're watching here or you're actually in a worship service today, because you have a sinful nature that is willing to listen to the devil's lies. It's like he's letting our sinful nature drop out of the skies and attack us as we are infiltrated with the dangers that threaten our soul. There's an author who wrote a book called The Devil, the World, and Our Flesh. Listen to these chilling words about Satan. Wherever there is mischief afoot, Satan is sure to be involved. He is the one who precipitates wars, encourages people with their lusts, and causes them to question the word of God, and tells them that they can play with sin and win. He stands by every drunkard's side. He peers out of every window of every house of prostitution. He watches over the shoulder of every thief. He feeds words into the mouths of every blasphemer. He controls the minds and thoughts of every pornographer. He sits beside the statesmen in the embassies of the world as they decide the destiny of nations. He laughs silently beside the graves of his victims and clasps his hands in glee when people slide into eternity without the knowledge of Jesus Christ. The reconnaissance report is accurate and true. Satan is trying to pull us away from Christ. He's working hard to get us to underestimate the damage sin causes in our lives. Now, there are those who might say, well, my sin isn't really that bad when I compare it to other people. Or they might say, I can justify my sin at this particular instance. Look what's going on around me. I can minimize my sin. I can let my sin be as bad as it may be, but God will forgive me anyway. You see how Satan is attacking us. We need to trust in this reconnaissance report that identifies and recognizes the enemy. You are told to keep your distance now. Keep your distance so you can protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. When I understand what Satan is doing, I cannot survive his calculated medieval, his damaging method of trying to reach out and grab my faith away and lead me away from Christ. That's why I want you, if you haven't already, to open up your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. Read it later if you don't read it now. You have all kinds of defensive weapons that are described there by the Apostle Paul in chapter 6. And one offensive tool at our disposal. He says, put on the full armor of God, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So as you are sitting at your desk or your table or your sofa, you have the Spirit of God, the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. Treasure that word, especially now, because Satan is attacking us every day. You may wish that you could take your child or grandchild to Sunday school today or Christian day school during the week. You have your Bibles. Take that sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and teach those children, those grandchildren, those precious, wonderful Bible stories that you learned when you were younger. Take that catechism that you had, dust it off, open up that Luther Small Catechism, and relearn again those marvelous gifts of God. Through those parts of Luther's catechism that remind us that we have a God who loves us dearly. Use it to teach those who might be in confirmation class while you wait for them to return back to class. You have this sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, which is vital and true for us. And though we might have over 100 people watching this service live and others in the future, we know that we are an army gathered around God's Word, whether we're here in this place or live streaming today. We're gathered on that gospel promise that there is victory despite the devil's attacks on us. 15 years ago or so, country music star Josh Turner had that song, The Long Black Train. He was talking about the devil as that black train attacking us. And he had a wonderful refrain to that country song. There is victory. Victory in the Lord. That victory is yours because Jesus, your Savior, is continue to pray for you. Jesus is not taking any moment to sleep right now. He's wide awake, and he is sharing his wonderful message, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, to attack our enemy. As we are reminded in one of my favorite sections of Scripture from the Apostle Paul in Romans, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You are probably facing situations that you've never dealt with before. You might feel like the underdog. Am I ever going to win? Where are we going to get back to normalcy? If there's ever a story about an underdog, it's the story of David and Goliath. Remember how King Saul had David dressed up in armor to go out and attack Goliath? Goliath, 9 feet tall, carrying these wonderful, strong armies, weapons to attack David. And of course, Goliath laughs at these weapons and how useless that would be. And David shows up and shows himself with 5 stones in a sling. And Goliath is laughing at God's leader. You would think that David would have been afraid, but he was not. Would you rather face Satan, or would you rather face Goliath? I think sometimes we're so afraid that we want to turn and run away instead of realizing we have the proper tools, the adequate tools to carry out the gospel of Jesus Christ and be saved through him, so we can fend off Satan's schemes and win. David, of course, used that powerful word and delivered a blow to Goliath. And you know that people might laugh at those stones like Goliath and not trust in those powerful stones. But there are many people who are not relying on those powerful words of God because they laugh at God's word, because they don't see it as the word of God. But throughout Scripture, we see where God's word is clearly seen. He says in Genesis, "Let there be," and there was. For six 24-hour days, God created this wonderful universe, and he is still in control. And God said through his son Jesus, by his great power and might, "Lazarus, come out." And this man was raised back to life again. And as you well know, Jesus, while dying on a cross, announced that wonderful message, "It is finished. Satan has been defeated. God wins every time." Dear friends, some of you might have been enlisted in the armed forces. My guess is you did not always know what schedule you were going to have when you sign up for it. You didn't get a list of, here's where we're going to go fight this week, and next week we're going to go fight somewhere else. The devil is attacking us. You know he's there, but you don't know what his schedule is, but he's there anyway. But the battle is the Lord's. And the interesting thing is, did you realize that the cross was used by both God and Satan as their war weapons? Satan thought the cross would be used to defeat God and the Savior Jesus. He was wrong, dead wrong. Because Jesus used that cross to give us life, to repent, have the forgiveness of all of our sins gathered around him, to bury those sins in the tomb, to rise victorious from the grave, to know that because Jesus lives, we too will live. Victory is ours because of Christ. What a wonderful message we have today. That thanks be to God, we have the gift of faith in Jesus to defeat this report of the devil, our enemy. We have victory, which is ours because of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Put on that full armor of God. Because you know that as you use that sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, to defeat Satan, you will one day recognize Jesus in heaven for all eternity. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's crown. To him who overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. May the Lord our God be with us, to be with us just as he was with our fathers, that he will never leave us or abandon us. May we turn our hearts to him and trust in his ways. Amen.